is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Church Talk. Today we're going to be talking about passionately committed to Jesus. This is just another characteristic of a disciple of Jesus. But before we do, let me just break down believer versus disciple for you. All right, so a believer, and I've got several different things here. So a believer, they believe in Jesus as Savior, but lives to please themselves. And so what that means is they believe in Jesus. They believe that Jesus is real, but they're living to please themselves. Versus a disciple, they believe in Jesus as Lord and lives to please God. And then also a believer exalts their opinions, feelings, and thoughts above the Word of God. But a disciple exalts the Word of God above their opinions and feelings and thoughts. Also, a believer thinks of church as a place where they can go and hear what God's Word says. But a disciple thinks of church as a place they learn to do what God's Word says. And so the difference there, a believer goes to hear, and a disciple goes to learn and to let that penetrate their heart. Another thing, a believer is only accountable to themselves. A disciple is accountable for everyone. A believer serves God based on convenience. So a believer only says, okay, I'm going to do this just because it's convenient to me today. But a disciple serves God on conviction, on what Luke 9:23 says of, pick up your cross and follow me. Deny yourself. A believer seeks to know God through religion, through practices, through keeping, you know, these laws, keeping this and that. But a disciple seeks to know God through a relationship, through Jesus. A believer follows God as long as everything is going well. But a disciple follows God regardless of their circumstances. Paul lays that out in Philippians 4 when he says, you know, whether I've left a feast and my belly's full, or whether I'm in prison and have not ate anything for 3 days, my circumstances don't define me. Christ defines me, and so I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And a believer chooses their own path and asks God to bless it. But a disciple asks God to choose the path and follows his direction. A disciple seeks the will of God and follows that will. A believer is full of pride, and especially if they're doing well, and self-pity if they're not. But a disciple, they're full of gratitude because God's love never fails. And lastly, a believer follows the example of the world that seeks to go higher, and a disciple follows the example of Jesus that seeks to go lower. I'm going to read a passage of Scripture from Luke 14. It says, now great crowds were traveling with him, so he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father or mother, wife and children, brothers and mothers, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and comes after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, wanting to build a tower, doesn't first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, after he has laid the foundation and cannot finish it, all the onlookers will begin to ridicule him, saying, this man started to build and wasn't able to finish. Or what king, going to war against another king, will not first sit down and decide if he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who came against him with 20,000? If not, while the other is still far off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. In the same way, therefore, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Now salt is good, but if salt should lose its taste, how will it be made salty? If it doesn't fit for the soil or for the manure pile, they throw it out. Let anyone who has ears to hear listen. So first, I just want to talk to you about a quality of a disciple. A characteristic of a disciple is passionately committed to Jesus. And so to define passion, it's a strong or extravagant feeling towards something. It's an emotion that motivates you beyond average living. So if we're passionately committed to Jesus, we're willing to please God and let that take precedence over pleasing people. Pleasing God comes first, pleasing people comes second. Because he says in verse 26, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. So it's choosing Jesus over father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and yes, even your own life, he said. And then secondly, following him, follow him regardless of the cost, because the cost is great. In verse 27, it says, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And he says in verse 33, likewise, whoever does not forsake or renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. And also over in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 29, he says, whoever has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. So it's following him regardless of the cost, because he even says, he talks about how foxes have dens, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. So it's costly to follow Jesus. So count the cost. It's worth it, I promise you. And thirdly, everything you do in life becomes extraordinary. In Romans 12, in verses 1 and 2, Paul is talking to believers here, to the church, about a sacrifice. And he says, therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship, your proper worship. Do not be conformed to this age, to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. And also over in Peter, Peter's talking to Christians here as well. And he's going into detail of being set apart. And he says in 1 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 9, he says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of the one who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. And he says, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. You have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And so, guys, that's really, this was short and sweet and to the point today, this podcast was. But I just want to encourage you to passionately follow Jesus. Have a strong, extravagant feeling toward Jesus. Have that emotion that motivates you beyond average living towards Jesus, to please God over pleasing people, to follow Jesus regardless of the cost, and to know that everything you do in life as a believer, as a disciple now, not just a believer, but as a disciple, everything you do in life becomes extraordinary. So that's all I got. Tune in next week for more. We're going to be talking about another characteristic, another quality of following Jesus, of being a disciple of Jesus. So hope you enjoyed. If you liked it,